The delegates meeting is adjourned. Now I'm convening the local station board meeting, the local station board meeting. At this point, our general manager, Eva Georgia, would join us. She's not a delegate, but she's not an elector, as Ed was saying. She's not an elector. But Eva Georgia has actually left, I believe, for Berkeley. So she will not be with us tonight. Those who have the agenda would look at page 2. Call to order.
I have no
floor. It's the
second half. Oh, it's the second half. On yours, it's the second half. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Because people have arrived since we made the initial announcement, we're later going to acknowledge the Latin American Society again. That will be later. Call to order and the roll call. Terry?
Okay. Tom Warren,
here.
Tom Wright,
here.
Dave Davidson,
here.
Dan Goodman,
here.
Sarah Muir,
here.
Ed Pearl,
here.
Sharon Black,
present.
Marie Gary, Elizabeth Pickett,
yes.
Alan Nancy,
here.
Sonoma Paul Buster,
here.
Madeline Poirot,
here.
Karen, here. Israel, Poyer,
I am here.
How do you say it? Poyer,
Poyer.
Here. Jane Howland. Harrison Wild.
Here.
Manuel Ordani. Jimmy Ajania. Joe Gallegos.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Fernando Velasquez. Maria Armenia.
Here.
Thank you. You know, I don't know if this is in order to do this, but I'm wondering if the rest of the board would indulge me to let listener sponsors make this decision. What we're going to do now is move into a discussion and possibly some concrete proposals directing our 4 Pacifica National board members who are going to Berkeley, kind of giving them some mandates to take to Berkeley for us. Would the listener sponsors prefer to put public comment after that discussion so they can hear the discussion and then comment on it before we vote on concrete proposals? Or, excuse me,
who's
Oh, yes. Oh, hey, Israel.
If we have an agenda, at least at Berkeley, if not a packet, which is customary, for a meeting, let this be at least brought forward for either discussion. So we know what we're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Before either the board or the resident's comment, if we have at least an agenda for the national meeting presented to us,
Okay, let me explain, Israel. Okay, a comment. Who? Oh, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. You came in late. We did approve the agenda. Sure enough, you better get here on time. We approve it. Okay, let's approve the agenda here, folks. The agenda here is call to order, roll call. Number 1, no reading and approval of minutes. Public comment for 30 minutes. 2, Pacifica National Board meeting. This is our 4 members going to Berkeley. 3, interim program council proposals. Then additional public comment may be scheduled. Then standing committees and special committees. And then 5, scheduled regular meetings. And 6, next meeting of this board and then adjournment.
I move to accept the
agenda. It's been moved that we accept the agenda.
We second public comments after the national board discussion.
Yes. Yes. Let's find out before we approve this agenda. The chair is going to recommend that public comments go after agenda item 2, the Pacifica National Board meeting. Is there any objection? Oh, David. Yes, I'm sorry, I misstated. It would come after the discussion, but before the vote on concrete proposals. And I think there was a hand here, Grace.
Okay, I move. I make a motion to recommend as amended.
Agenda, you mean?
The agenda as amended to have public comments after the discussion of the Community National Board meeting, but before going into one.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second to that? It moved and seconded. All right, David.
My one issue is that the way the Robert's Rules of the Department of Evidence and Worship motions get put forth and then you contend on them. And what I was looking for in the open discussion prior to the bringing of any motion is the bringing of motions, that's the whole discussion to address that. And what we need at this point is an open discussion. So I want to be clear that in that agenda item, that even though it's not exactly appropriate in general for a business meeting, that we're going to discuss it after the voting will do, and after we spend that, we spend the right money.
Okay, Leslie.
It's my sense that we also noticed that we were going to accept applications of the Treasurer of the Senate Committee. I don't see that on the agenda.
Okay, do you want to make a proposal then? Because we actually haven't had a formal vote, so make a concrete proposal.
Yes, I'd like to propose that the exception to their application for Treasurer and Secretary of the Body be used immediately following the vote on the immediately following item number two.
After number two?
Okay, the proposal is that the issues of secretary and treasurer come after number two.
Let's move to adopt the amended agenda.
There's a move to adopt the amended agenda with Leslie's alteration.
Sarah, second.
And it's been moved and seconded.
Grace.
Now discussion. Grace, do you have any discussion? No. Okay, is there any objection to going to a vote? Jan?
When we have that on the agenda, does that commit us to voting or does it commit us to discussing?
Just to discussing.
Okay, fine.
And there's also a treasurer's report. I think we have $3 or something. So, okay, seeing no other hands, I'm going to go to a vote on approving this amended agenda. All in favor signify by raising your hand. Okay, do we need an actual vote on this, or is it just...
Dave, are you voting? Everybody, put your hands up if you're voting aye.
That's right. Okay, hands down. Opposed? Seeing no opposition, it's unanimous. So we have an agenda. Okay. We're opening up agenda item two. I think it's appropriate to remind people who our Pacifica National Board members are who will be leaving for Berkeley soon. Sonali Kohapkar, Donna Warren, Julie Rodriguez. There's Donna. Julie Rodriguez.
On your right.
On my right here. No, I'm suffering from glaucoma, cataracts, and I can just barely see what's going on here. So Julie and David Adelson. So those are the people that we're talking to because they're soon leaving for Berkeley. Incidentally, they become part of the Pacifica National Board, and I will just say that the transfer with the FCC to license ownership has already begun. So the names of those four people will actually be on the FCC licenses at some point. So they are really important to the process here. Opening the discussion now on agenda item two. David Adelson.
One of the points is the issue of proportional representation as it relates to the representing of the will of this board at the national. In other words, I think that given the fact that we're going to be both important things that the delegation as a whole represents the distribution of interest on our board. But doing that is kind of a tricky matter. You know, for example, the vote board is two-thirds split one way and the delegates are two-thirds split the other way. So I think we should have a discussion about how the delegation can represent the views of the board as a group rather than the point of proportional representation is the minority positions get represented as well. So I think I just want to throw that out as one of the issues that we've got to work out. You know, if you kind of match, but when you didn't represent the view of the board, yes, but I represent the view of the plurality, but I agree with you. I think that there are a few things, I mean, it's not even the bylaws, is that they're actually, they specify what looks like that this is meeting fairly fast for the local board in terms of looking at the way things are going. You don't really, I had a conversation with Carol Spooner about this question of, for example, when the board has a sentiment about policies that we want to see enacted, that we think should be enacted. There's nothing really, there's very little really in the description of the bylaws that says that we should be passing motions that say if you think should happen. And Carol's view was that the way that happens is that the sense of the board is reflected through the management review. In other words, that the board has opinions about what it wants to see done, those get expressed by communicating them to the manager, and come up in when the board reviews the manager, have they done that. But it's still, to me, a little bit underdefined. I don't see where in the process the local board actually asserts itself on any of these issues. So I think that one, I mean, for my own sake, I was going to start off by suggesting that we ask that the National Board pass a motion that both that the local board elaborate their criteria for management review. So what are you going to be basing it on? And that's more generally at the level of the whole foundation. When I talk to anybody who's been around the foundation for any length of time, they feel like decisions get made on the basis of personal relationships and interpretations of mission, but not on the basis of a clear set of standards. And so I think we should ask sort of questions of how is the executive director being evaluated? How is the executive director going to evaluate management by what standards since they're formally responsible? And what do you think we should do with the management review and the PMD should ask to elaborate with those things and share information? Also, we should ask that we be provided with all the existing policy decisions or policy statements of the board to review as a first step. And that should be a positive assertion not only that we have made. And also, I'll take a couple more minutes, if it's okay, to talk and let people react to these things. I also want to deal with the issue of financial transparency. I brought copies of the minutes of the finance meeting in June 1995, where they were supposed to vote. So nobody involved with the meeting to vote the books. That was part of the union busting effort. And a lot of the financial transparency that was withdrawn in the mid-90s is still there. I mean, the financial capacity is still there, and I think we need to address that and deal with that. What kind of financial information comes to the local board is available for us to discuss in public, and I think that needs to be clarified. Lastly, I think I'll stop there.
Okay, now we actually have a stack of three at this point. Sherna, Jim, Bill Gallegos. Okay, now we're going to add.
I'll add.
Okay.
It's real.
Okay. Okay, Sherna.
That is your question. Do we know what the agenda is? There may be items that we have to make some decisions about. Dave is suggesting the proactive move, but there may be some items on the agenda that we have to study. Does anyone know what the agenda is?
Anybody want to respond to that?
Yeah, let's just not do the fact, but just respond to Sherna. Certainly, election of officers is one.
I have a copy of.
Would you go over it for the board, Sonali?
The proposed agenda that counts three representatives we come up with is pretty mundane stuff. Election of chair for Pam, who would be proposed agenda, election of affiliate representatives.
I'm sorry, could you talk lower or louder or something?
Okay. The chair pro tem, the review of proposed agenda, bottom agenda, election of affiliate representatives, election of affiliate representatives to the canal board. Then there's going to be introductions, public comments, and for Friday evening. Friday, 9 a.m., we're going to be discussing the role of the board officers and board committee, coordinating finance, audit, technology, programming, governance, management review, election review. There'll be a report from the executive director, question and answer period. There'll be a finance report, an overview from the chief financial officer, an explanation of the latest audit by someone involved in the system, Q&A. There will be public comments, and then there will be reports from the five station managers with 30 minutes per station, questions and discussion. There will be a short break, and then a report from the utility coordinator, report from the archives director, and during the evening, a discussion, and a few things. Then on Sunday, and I've heard, by the way, from the Miami coordinator, that the last day or the evening on Sunday morning, I'm not sure if Sunday's portion of it is not going to get addressed. So on Sunday, that it's supposed to be an executive session with a report on any outstanding legal matters and settlements of lawsuits, as well as any other contract issues. And then there's a public comment, but I don't know how they're going to comment on what was discussed in the executive session. And then there'll be an election of board officers, the establishment of the board committee, and a review of the board meeting schedule, the date of the meeting, and then the meeting will return. So I doubt that last time.
You mean the elections without the election of board officers?
The Sunday agenda, as far as I was told by the Miami office of Berkeley, that most of the delegates are already going to get traveled on the Sunday morning. So, I don't know how we're going to get the election of board officers if we have two
Okay, to the degree that it's really possible, that is the agenda. It's not as helpful, maybe, as we had hoped. Sherness still has the floor.
But, given the agenda, do we want to discuss if we, for instance, have recommendations on some of the items, for instance, the officers get presumably in the agenda, is that over on the agenda? Seems like a pretty close item. Do we want to discuss and point to some recommendations for our delegates? I think it goes to the issue of how much we are going to start our delegates, or if we want to start our delegates just on a free agent who we love.
All right, we do have a stack. It would be Jim.
Well, yeah, that's, I guess that's kind of
maybe people could.
I guess that's one of the things that I wanted to ask. Okay. But one of the things I'm very interested in is there going to be a search for a new executive director? And I'd like to know how Dave feels about that, on that issue. Because I think it's very important.
Okay, just for clarity, you're talking about the executive director of a national foundation. Now, shall we actually go off the stack and allow David just to respond to that? But it seems to me the question could be directed... the question is, why isn't this directed to all four of the PMB? And I suppose...
I didn't mean that way. Start with Dave. Okay, and then we can go to the other people.
No, he doesn't have the floor, actually. Okay, you have the floor. Are you finished, Jim? You're interested.
No.
So I'm going to actually ask the four PMB people to respond to that as they get their turns. There's no reason to identify one member. Bill Gallegos.
I know it's not on the agenda, but I think we should bring it up on all of our topics. And that is that the National Board established an election review committee to assess the reasons that our organization for election is looking especially towards the participation of candidates, outreach and publicity, voting in elections, especially with people of color, women, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, other oppressed women. I just kind of, did a quick check on all of them. See that one for the The guy is not going to do something wrong. I'm just saying that I think this is a really, really pretty territory issue. This is part of what people are doing in San Francisco, like in elections, right? Something that's very important. So I think that that's whether it's on the agenda, I think we should push for it. And if not, we should make sure it's pushing for the next agenda. The second thing is, there was a disagreement with the suggestion of Leslie about I guess this is something I would agree to a convention, I think it's 18 months, but I think they could do it within a year to review and possibly have a follow-up. And then the third thing is that I think we should propose that there be a national board calendar of meetings for at least the next 6 months, so we can kind of, you know,
and this
calendar, then, yeah, okay, that's fine. Thank
you. Okay, just a reminder on the process, we're going to come back and actually, you know, direct the PNB people. Right now it's an open discussion, but please, Bill, keep that in mind because we're going to come back to that. Next is Israel.
And in Jan.
For our directors, have they received any other documentation, background material or something to this agenda of the national meeting? And so we'd like to know that question for our board of directors. Has there been received any material background material or indication behind this very bones, a very heavy agenda that we might consider in our discussion? A second point I'd like to make, which is taking off what David said, is I think we need to consider that question carefully, namely the degree to which the directors of the national representatives are free to use their own best judgments, which they would in any event to a certain degree, or are they to be instructed on some matter. And so, those of you that have been around for the last 20 years, you know what I'm getting at, so I've also been for 20 years. Namely, we should have a timely presentation from the National Institute, not this time, sir, of the agenda and the tax material, so that we can consider it. In fact, this has not been the case, and even the representatives from our previous board, so we have the representatives, also didn't have before a day or two or three before. So the timeliness to provide an adequate discussion and evaluation of agenda material, that's a finicky, ticklish, but very important point, I think, which should be brought up to the new meeting, that after the meeting, there should be that taken care of.
Okay, I'm going to ask the four PNB people to make notes that that is a question directed to all four of you, what you've received, and please address that when you're on the stack here. Next is Leslie.
In addition to the bylaw convention, which I think is critical, I want to piggyback a little bit on something Israel was talking about, the size of package. I think it's important that the PNB give notice to listeners of its meeting on the agenda. Because this morning, the agenda was not posted on the Pacific.org website, and I'd like to have at least the agenda available on that site 10 days in advance. I'd like the hotel publicized 21 days in advance, so that if listeners want to stay at the hotel during the meeting, that they do so, that they be able to do so with sufficient rooms being reserved to accommodate listeners. A couple of other concerns I have for Senator Kenny Barkley. I would like to see a subcommittee of every national committee formed at the local level so that you can get grassroots input to each national committee from a subcommittee at each station. I'd like to see the PNB allow the local boards to create special rules of order so that we can adopt procedures for our own circumstances. And now there's some question about whether or not we're a committee. And as a committee, we can adopt special rules of order. And I'd very much like to see the PNB affirm that we can set our own procedures here and take that question mark out of my head. I also suggest, finally, that the Management Review Committee be renamed to the Personnel Committee and restored to its former powers as it had under the IPNB, so not only review management, but review personnel policies and other issues that come up under a broader umbrella of personnel. I think restricting the management review is really curtailing powers in the DND. And I think they need to be much broader than that in that arena.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to remind our listener sponsors that we're going to bring this initial discussion to a close fairly soon and have 30 minutes of listener comment, and then we'll go to concrete voting. Now it's Jan.
Okay.
I agree with the sentiment of the last proposal, that is to say that the local stations have, local station board have committees that have a little bit more power than just evaluating the management. Developing exactly how that would work is a very tricky issue, and it's something that we would have to work towards. In terms of how, one of the things that I would like to address is this whole issue of how the our delegates are supposed to represent us at the national meeting. I think that it's very important that on issues that we have taken a vote, that initially the our representatives reflect the sentiments and the vote the way the board the way that it was being voted, and actually, even if they disagree with the sentiment, if they present that sentiment to the national board for consideration. After there's a vote, after there's discussion, I think it's important that our delegates to the national board be empowered. I mean, the reason we elected them was because we respected them, their brains, and their ability to make decisions. And the whole purpose of having a meeting and having discussion is to move people onward. And I think that at that point, after they presented our point of view, our various points of view, the minority opinions, and so forth, and express, you know, what those opinions are, but of course, that then they'd be able to move on. I think that that's extremely important. And with regard to all these ideas that we're all having, you know, we should put this on the agenda, and on the agenda, and so forth, I would like to suggest that we actually take those, whether we do it today or not, I don't think that anything we discuss today is really going to get on the agenda for this weekend. But I think it's worthwhile to take those items and discuss them, whether it's today or whether it's at our next meeting, and have discussion and votes on each of those items, because I'm sure we don't all agree with everybody's thoughts that come out of our mouths, even. You know, I would even not agree with everything
I've been. Okay, thank you. We do have a stack now, Sonali, Allen, and also Margaret, and then we'll evaluate whether we should then go to public comment.
Oh, here.
Yes, a point of clarification.
Yes, I was referring to the National Management Review Committee, which is not a personnel committee, but is limited. I think the discussion of local committees we have as well is not a good time.
Okay, thank you. Sonali.
Yeah, I haven't done this before. I haven't actually represented staff at the national level before. I know that probably most of the other delegates haven't either, but I'm the lone staff representative for KPFA to the national board. And when I say staff, by the way, I clearly mean paid and unpaid staff representing the approximately 200 voters that were found to be eligible to take part in the election. And as far as I understand it, the whole point of staff representation of the national board is to represent the interests of paid and unpaid staff who are working at all of the stations at the national level so that their voices are also represented when making decisions at the national level. And I think it's really important, of course, for example, for the listener delegates to get direct input from listeners who have elected them, as well as from the board that has elected them in their functioning as representatives on the national board. But as a staff delegate, I'm not sure how I can represent the interests of a group that is fairly defined, but I don't really have direct access to communicate with. And so one of the things I want to put forward today, and I'm not sure if I should do it right now, but I'd like to put forward a motion on being able to have email contact with our staff voters, not just for me, but for all six staff delegates on this, staff representatives on this board. That list exists, it was compiled by the station staff, and it shouldn't be too difficult for us to make a decision that email list be made available to us. So, it's going to be a little tricky, and I'm not sure exactly. Obviously, I represent the interests of this board that elected me to the national level, but I also have to represent the interests of the staff, paid and unpaid, that haven't had much of a voice in the
nation. Okay, and at a certain point, that could be a concrete motion.
Yeah,
good. Okay, Alan.
I was going to... I'm going to return exactly to where Sonali was talking about in terms of my being on this board as a staff representative. I'll return exactly to that point, but I do very much want to piggyback a little bit on what Bill was saying, because I imagine this stuff is, even if it's not on the proper agenda, it's going to come up with people talking on the IPMB. I really think it's very important for Pacifica and the IPMB to be very cognizant of, who are the listeners of Pacifica, and which communities are not being reached, which communities are not participating. So, I think that's a real consensus around the people I talk to in the Pacific community. But then going back to exactly what Sonali was saying, within the paid staff and the people who were in KPFD 95, I think there really have been two, and when this election took place, and the six of us who were elected from the staff, there was a real strong sentiment about two things. And David did mention both. And one is the issue of financial transparency. Inside the station on a 9-to-5 basis, Monday through Friday, we're confused again about Pacifica financial transparency. And AFA transparency as well, but specific transparency as well. So with David, with historic document, I really do hope, and the staff certainly that I'm in touch with feels very, very strongly about having movement on that front. The other is something David touched on too, a real confusion about the process of review, how it is that the appropriate reviews do not take place and don't ever seem to take place, so in terms of the Pacific and national level and the whole world level. So those were really the two issues that were so outstanding, especially among the main staff, but obviously there are very strong sentiments among staff and
Yes, a point of clarification, Sonali, quickly.
Is that something that you're putting forward as a staff, as a delegate on this board, for me to take note of for the national level?
Now, I'm going to propose, we see some hands. I'm going to propose, now Margaret is going to sit next. You're going to have the floor. Margaret is next. Then I'm wondering if we should go to public comment for 30 minutes and then return for some more more concrete decision making. I hesitate to get embroiled in this, but Israel.
I don't want to put Julian in the law, but she's one of the four. If she wants to, I'd like to hear her say whatever she wants to say before we go to the second comment, but no obligation.
Okay, all four of the PNB people who wish should be, I think, be speaking before public comment. So, now David.
Yes,
No, but as as chair, I need to remind the board and also the listener sponsors that we have a couple other extremely important agenda items, and it is now, is it 8:15? 8:15. Now, keep in mind, 30 minutes of public comment will take us to 8:45. Then if we continue this agenda, we'll be moving toward after 9, and we should exit by 10. So I don't think we're going to be able to do everything on this agenda item that the board wants to do tonight. I don't think it's going to be humanly possible. And now, I'm going to go to Margaret and then put Jane on the stack and Harrison. Public comment will take us to 8:45. Then if we continue this agenda, we'll be moving toward after 9, and we should exit by 10. So I don't think we're going to be able to do everything on this agenda item that the board wants to do tonight. I don't think it's going to be humanly possible. And now, I'm going to go to Margaret and then put Jane on the stack and Harrison. Excuse me, I can't see down here. Oh, Grace, excuse me. Actually, I'm going to change that. It's Margaret. Grace actually was next, and then Jane and Harrison. All right, Margaret.
Yeah, just very briefly, I wanted to support some of what has been raised before. I think we're all very clear on the issue of diversity. I mean, if we look at this election and what communities voted, we would see that even the body that sits before us does not really fully represent what should be, and hopefully the listener audience. And I think that that issue of diversity has to be dealt with in a clear and straightforward way, and we hope that the representatives that go from the national board address that issue. That is obviously connected to the bylaws convention, which hopefully will happen sooner, you know, rather than later. And I also support the point that Leslie raised about having subcommittees. I think it's important that those who are directors also, you know, be able to work with others on the board, and also for there to be a mechanism for the voice of the listener also be brought forward. I'm not quite sure how it works in terms of the minority position. It seems as though we are. A number of people have mentioned that it's important that the minority position be noted, you know, in some way before the board. I think the idea of having a personnel committee, you know, is also important. Where we're looking at management review, there are also issues among staff and among personnel, and that also has to be thrown in. I think it's a mistake to really divide it. And on the issue of who the board, if the board represents, if the directors represent the view of the board or their particular point of view, you mentioned, you know, putting forward the point of view of the vote of the board and then be able to move on. I'd like a little bit more clarity on what that move on means, because I do think it's important that directors, in fact, represent the board and also the sense of the listeners. We do know, and just being frank here, that given the way the election went, that there are some specific members of the board that have very specific agendas, whether it has to do with management or other issues in relation to whatever is happening at the local level. And it's important that people represent the board and not necessarily their personal agendas in going before the board. So I think that's important, and that needs to be clarified. The issue of financial transparency, I think, is one that we can all agree with. From the point of view of an unpaid staff representative, I think the issue that Denali raised about communication with the staff, I have been discussing some of these issues with the staff, including some of the unpaid staff, and some people have actually proposed that there be a listserv, that they would prefer to have the choice of participating in a discussion rather than have us as the staff rep get their email addresses or whatever, you know, that people have the choice of whether or not they want to participate in something. So I would like to just amend perhaps what Denali mentioned earlier. So I think those are the concerns, but I really just wanted to stress the importance of the national board knowing that even this particular board, as hard as we might try, that there wasn't a problem, that the communities of color, did not vote in the way that we had hoped, and therefore our board looks the way that it does. And somehow that has to be considered in the discussions at the national level as well as for all of us here at the local level.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do now, I'm going to be a little arbitrary. Keep in mind, you can always appeal a decision of the chair. I'm going to take three more speakers and then go to public comment. It's actually Jane, Grace. Oh, Grace first, excuse me. Grace, then Jane, and then Harrison. Go ahead, please. Oh, excuse me, David. You're up.
I think for the purposes of the community,
well, I have two concerns. It seems to me that the folks may want to hear what the community has to say before they express how they feel about things. I mean, that input should have some influence. Secondly, I'm going to be fairly rigid coming up. If we want to go through this agenda, we have to limit this agenda item to some degree. So I'm going to, unless there's an official appeal to the decision of the chair, is that an official appeal? Okay.
So I'm wanting to message something. We'd like to hear from you.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Okay. You know, I'm going to withdraw that ruling. Let's go to the stack that we have. Grace.
Okay. Bouncing off what Dave said and a few other people, I'd like to suggest that a Pacific National Board Committee suggest specific criteria for evaluation of national administrative staff, which would include statistics, which would include an increase in sponsorship, increase in geographical, racial, and ethnic sponsorship and listenership, an increase in income, also that they be evaluated by a net positive rating by staff and by adherence to the goal of the foundation. I mean, this wouldn't be the only criteria, but I think that very specifically, any administrative staff should be evaluated on these specific points. The evaluation should include these specific points. Also, I would like to suggest that a full and transparent study of the financial health of the Pacifica Foundation be made, and also of each station, and that there be a study of any legal threats, if there are any.
Very well. So there will be a moment where that will be a concrete proposal that we'll vote on. Right now we're going to continue a suggestion. Jane.
All I'm suggesting is that my understanding is this is a special meeting because our delegates are going to the national meeting. Therefore, that's the thing we need to spend time on, we need to hear more delegates and make some judgments about things before they leave. You know, I think some of the agenda can be held for the next meeting. And the next one on the agenda is an enormously hard item, and I think it's kind of crazy to this is a special meeting for this reason.
I really appreciate what you said, Jane, and as chair, I'm just reminding that we approved an agenda, but we may alter it and so on. Let's go to Harrison.
I don't want to agree with a lot of the things that I've just mentioned. I think we need to be concerned about transparency, diversity, bylaws, conventions, and so many resources and participation. I think, however, that those issues will not come into this meeting. I'd like to discuss two things at the beginning. The first is that I'm concerned about the articles in the corporation. We've already seen bylaws. The bylaws rest on the articles in the corporation, and they need to have been revised in order to fit with these bylaws. And so I'd like to ask our directors if they would please have their copies of the current articles of incorporation to us. The second issue, which will come up first, is the issue of the affiliate and at-large directors. I've been opposed to appointing directors. I feel that it's an opportunity for the insiders and whatever the joint faction might be to increase its sway on the national board. And so I hope that our directors will vote against at-large directors, and I'd like to know what research they have done in order to be able to vote for affiliate directors who actually will represent not just some insiders on the inside who they wish to have left.
Thank you. Julie.
Well, I guess in response to the earlier, I just wanted to point out that I think that we have a number of different items that we want to bring to the community at this particular point. And I think, as the person mentioned, we're not going to get to a majority of them in this initial meeting. So I think that it would be important for us as a board to maybe identify a couple of issues in which we would like to present for a follow-up meeting or for the following standing meeting to ensure that we are actually moving our agenda forward in terms of what the board and the listeners want to see. One of those items that came to me, and based on comments from a number of the board members here, that the diversity issue is one of those major issues. And so I don't want to assume that that is one, but I merely want to give an example of one that is an overarching issue that all of us are concerned about, to make sure that we maybe focus in on a couple of them that we take to this candy, and then looking at how we then identify additional ones that we take to certain kinds of candy.
Now, that concludes the stack, and I do want to... excuse me. Who?
Donna
Warren. But did you have your hands up? No. Yeah, I know. I know we want to hear from her, but I'm not going to just call on her.
Okay, I do have a few comments, because Donna Warren is listening, and maybe I should say how I... naturally have to take the dictates of this board, who I hope take the dictates of the listeners when they consider what it is that they want us to address. But saying that, I'm looking at things like management evaluation, financial transparency. Again, I think probably the main reason I was elected to this board and the national board is because I am a financial auditor, I'm a accountant. I know how to read statements. I know how to put things in such a way that people at the lay level can understand the financial information. So that naturally is high on my agenda. And in answer to have we gotten a background to the agenda, I was not really, but I haven't, but it has been, I haven't looked at some of the financial statements so that I can prepare myself to how to address those and try to make it more transparent. That being said, I am never one to believe in reading and in the will. I will never do that if a will has already been invented. And I believe that you should look at what is actually there. And I can't believe that an organization like Pacifica, KPFK, can exist without written policies and procedures and a written company besides the Tibet bylaw, which is just the Constitution. And, before I suggest reading that we will, I want to see what's there. Believe me, it will save a lot of time and headache because, you go in there and think that you know something, you don't really know it until you get into the process itself and you see what is there. The other thing that I was thinking about, and it kind of concerned me, that there may be a problem with who sets policy, or what effect national has on local for setting policy or determining programming. And I hope that we get that to up more at the national level. As for diversity and outreach, We have to have it, and I think that's going to be high on our discussion and how to get out to our community, all of our community, to do the outreach that we need to do. So basically, management evaluation, you know how I feel about that. I feel we need to look at what's in place now, and then see if we can improve on that. Financial transparency, definitely. I remember some of those financial statements. You know, and the programming and the outreach to our community, and that's what I think I'm going up there to do.
Very well. Okay, a point of information, Jen.
A point of information that everybody should be aware of, the statements for the Pacifica National are on the Pacifica National web. If anybody wants to look at financial information, the annual statements for the last several years, they're there and accessible. May not be the most transparent thing in the world, but they are there, and people, you know, should know that. They sort of, it sounds like people are totally unaware that they're there, and I was until very recently, but they are there.
And as you know, Jen is our temporary treasurer and is going to break it. Okay, Sonali? Jen is going to Berkeley. She's our temporary treasurer for the board, Jen Goodman, and she is going up to Berkeley to gather information and so on.